Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Power problems not only persist, they are growing this morning.
Woke up when I didn't feel the air conditioning going on, and that was about 5:20.
We got that call to our newsroom minutes ago, but the power is blinking back on now, as we're going to hear in a moment from Marla Diamond. Today is the deadline for city kids to opt out of classes, and the controller suggests that we do as they did in the 1918 pandemic, hold classes outside.
We've been here before. We aren't reinventing the wheel with this proposal.
Speaking of the wheel,
we've been here before. We are.
I'm never going to own a car again. I can tell you that much.
The mayor's anti-car stance is causing some blowback. After all, he gets chauffeured. Yankees stumble with pitcher Jordan Montgomery getting slammed by the Phillies. Five runs over four innings of work. This is Friday. It's August 7th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning. Thanks for being here. And a lot of people right now in New York City are wondering, what the heck just happened? Why is my clock blinking? All these days after the storm, we had a bit of a blackout this morning. Marla Diamond is joining us live now from the Upper West Side. Yeah, Marla, when the tropical storm came, we all knew this was possible. What the heck just happened? Any idea?
Really no idea, and we've reached out to Con Ed. They have put out on social media that they are aware of a brief service interruption in Manhattan, and they say they are investigating. They are not answering their media line this morning, so maybe they're just waking up as well. A lot of people slept through this, Wayne. I did not. Having been up very early this morning, I felt saw the lights flicker on and off in the kitchen at about 5:15 this morning, came down at 5:20, and then poof, everything was out. No daylight at this time. The sunrise is getting later, so it was dark and it began to rain. It's raining now on the Upper West Side. The light's completely out. We asked doorman Henry Rivera what he saw. He also saw those lights flicker on and off around 5:15.
And about 5:20, all the lights just went out in the whole building and on the whole block. I didn't think it was the whole block. I just thought it was, you know, this part of the building. But it turned out it was the whole block that was turned out.
And, of course, a concern for all of these high-rises, the elevators pausing and people getting stuck. We did see some fire engines roaring up and down Broadway. But that activity has seemed to cease. It ended about 5:40. The lights came back on, and, everything is back to normal here.
Yeah, Governor Cuomo thought he was mad yesterday. Wait till he hears about what happened this morning with Con Ed. Thank you, Marla Diamond. And the latest trouble for Con Ed is happening as more crews are coming in to deal with the tropical storm outages. Some people have had no power since Tuesday, and Con Ed says that some in Westchester won't have it back until Monday. And they're bringing in hundreds more workers from as far away as Iowa. Rockland, ONR says, sorry, it's going to be Tuesday for all of its customers there. Connecticut is sending out the National Guard to clear the roads for power crews. Last we saw, more than 400,000 outages still in Connecticut. Down to Long Island, PSEG expects power will return today for most customers there. But for PSEG in New Jersey, they're saying Monday. JCP&L in New Jersey is saying Sunday. As of this morning, 1.1 million customers still don't have power in the tri-state, and it's worth repeating when we say customers. That's just homes and businesses. There are many people living in those homes and working in those businesses, so the number of affected people is higher than that. It's the Morning News Roundup on Friday morning, and after saying a decision on New York City schools could come this week, there seems to be a change for Governor Cuomo. He says the decision will be made on a region-by-region basis. Previously, he said that he would order schools to reopen only if the infection level is 5% or lower now and no more than 9% when the school starts. Well, New York's level, along with Long Island's, has been hovering around 1% for weeks. But he says the virus has been spreading around the country, and the problem is the infection could come here now and increase the transmission rate. So that could cause a delay in the school openings in New York State, even cause a brand new shutdown. Today's the deadline for parents to decide if they want to have their kids enroll in full remote learning, fully away from school. Today is that deadline. And think about this. Here's the New York City Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza on Pix 11.
If a parent doesn't indicate their preference, the parent can always opt out at any moment into full remote learning.
Okay.
But a parent that has opted out into full remote learning will not be able to opt back in to in-person blended learning until some date in the future.
City Comptroller Scott Stringer brought up something that was done during the 1918 Spanish flu, which, by the way, remember, did not come from Spain. Stringer proposed outdoor school.
We've been here before. We aren't reinventing the wheel with this proposal. We're standing up for common sense. The potential for transmitting the virus is drastically lower outside, and that has been the case for at least 100 years.
There's a forecast now that the U.S. may reach around 300,000 deaths by December, almost double where it is right now for COVID. Consistent mask wearing could bring that number down quite a bit, save about 70,000 lives, according to data from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington School of Medicine. That's a metric that's often used by the White House. And CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus says protocol changes must be made for that to happen.
Right now, we're seeing over 1,000 deaths a day in the United States, and the reported deaths happen weeks after the death. So there's a 5-6 week delay from actual death to reporting of death. So the interventions that we're making now, we're not seeing the effect.
Connecticut marks 3 straight days with 0 COVID deaths. New Jersey, 8 new deaths as the rate of transmission drops. In New York, more than 13% of the healthcare workers in the greater New York City area have tested positive for coronavirus antibodies, according to a newly published study. One more note. Governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, maybe you saw yesterday that he tested positive. Well, now he's tested negative for the virus after a second, more thorough test. He said he had been sent some not nice texts from people saying his diagnosis proves there's no point to wearing masks. Starting tonight, Los Angeles will shut off power and water to party houses that are not social distancing. And maybe you saw photos from the crowded hallways of a high school in Georgia. Two students who posted those pictures have been suspended. 15-year-old Hannah Waters says she was told that she used her phone in the hallway without permission and violated some other rules as well. But she's okay with her suspension, 5 days penalty, because she says she wanted to make a larger point. Mask wearing is not mandatory in her school system, and she thinks that's not right. Work from home. Boy, what a challenge it's been this week. Joe Connolly is here with this morning's Big Money Story. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Wayne. In the Riverdale section of the Bronx, people sat and parked cars in the driveways of stately homes, charging their laptops and phones. On Long Island, a business owner has been using the Wi-Fi from a 7-Eleven in Roslyn, but the parking lot is jammed with others doing the same thing or trying to get into the store. And in New Jersey and Connecticut, families have gone to hotels or friends' houses. An occupational therapist in Montville Township initially tried working at the home of a friend who has a generator, but there was no Wi-Fi. So yesterday she worked with another friend who wasn't affected by the outage. Today she's looking for someplace else to work so she doesn't wear out her welcome. And a tech worker in Plainview says he needs his computer to work, can't work, so he's been cleaning the yard and driving around to keep his phone charged. Wayne?
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. You see people in their driveways with their engines running trying to charge their phones. And my son said to me, hey, Dad, why don't you just use, since you don't have any internet connection, just use your your phone for a hotspot. I just looked at him. I just looked at him.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
Craig Allen's in the WCBS Weather Center. The weather day ahead, our chief meteorologist is here to tell us about the rain that has been already coming down, Craig.
We do have showers out there already, and nothing terribly heavy. A few of them light to moderate, though, and the biggest cluster is running from about Newburgh on both sides of the Hudson River all the way down through the lower Hudson Valley, northeast sections of New Jersey, to the city and all boroughs, and it's made its way into western sections of Long Island. Trailing portions of this is across central New Jersey as well. Showery weather, possibly a thunderstorm at a couple of times today. There'll be a few rounds of this going through. Today's high 75 to 80. Low tonight near 70. Saturday, a shower or thunderstorm is still a possibility in just a few spots. Not a big deal for tomorrow. There just may be one or two around. Mixed sun and clouds otherwise, 80 to 85. And then looking back towards that 85 to 90 degree mark on Sunday. Right now in the city, it is currently 67 with that shower, so we dropped about 5 degrees. Humidity 90% and a northwest breeze 3 miles per hour.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Something new for the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks in New York City. There'll be side-by-side ceremonies in Lower Manhattan because the Tunnels to Tower Foundation has stepped in to decide to hold an alternate ceremony. After the National September 11th Memorial and Museum said that the family members would not be allowed to read the names this year of the nearly 3,000 victims at the official ceremony because they're worried about the coronavirus pandemic. Frank Siller, who created the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to honor the memory of his firefighter brother, Stephen Siller, said that the reading of names is something that needs to be done, and it will be done this year. Let's get our sports update now at WCBS on the Morning News Roundup. Good morning to Erica Herskowitz.
Well, good morning. After digging themselves into an early 3-0 hole, the Yankees split their four-game home-and-home series against the Phillies last night, losing at Citizens Bank Park 5-4. JT Realmuto set the tone with a three-run blast off Jordan Montgomery. In the first, Montgomery roughed up for 5 runs on 6 hits over just 4 innings of work, but Yankee skipper Aaron Boone didn't think it was all that bad.
I actually thought he finished a little bit better and got a little more aggressive with his fastball. But yeah, just a lot of hard time putting some guys away or letting people back into the count a little too much.
Michael Tauchman drove in a couple of runs. Gary Sanchez hit his first homer of the year in the loss. Tonight, the Yanks look to get back on track. They open up a 4-game series against the Rays at Tropicana Field. Masahiro Tanaka faces Blake Snell. Meanwhile, after a day off, the Mets are back home for the start of a 3-game series against the Marlins at Citi Field. The Mets, who've won 2 of their last 3 following that 5-game losing streak, will send Michael Wacha to the mound to face fellow righty Sandy Alcantara. Over to the NBA, where the Nets can clinch a playoff spot tonight when they tip off against the Kings in Orlando. Brooklyn starts the day 7th in the East, a half a game behind the Magic, and the Nets come into tonight's tilt a bit banged up. Jared Allen and Joe Harris both questionable. Allen with a sprained ankle, Harris with a bruised groin, and Jamal Crawford is out with a strained hamstring. Hockey this afternoon, the Islanders can advance to the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs when they face off against the Panthers in Game 4 of their East qualifying series in Toronto. Face-off set for just around noon, the Isles lead that series 2-1. And second round of the PGA Championship takes place later today in San Francisco, where Jason Day and Brendan Todd are currently tied atop the leaderboard after carding opening round 5-65s. They begin the day a shot ahead of 9 other golfers, including Zach Johnson, Xander Schauffele, and Brooks Koepka. Tiger Woods closed at 268 yesterday, marking the first time since the 2014 British Open that he kicked off a round at a major in the 60s. He is 6 shots off the pace. Erica Herskowitz, WCBS 880 Sports.
I think I winced about 3 times during your baseball injury report. Just the thought of all those. Ooh, that sounds painful, what you described there. Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell Small Business Tech Advisors offer advice, one-on-one partnership, tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL. It's the Morning News Roundup on Friday. We finally made it to the end of a long week. It's the 7th day of the 8th month, and I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning. We are looking at what happened in Manhattan this morning, Upper Manhattan, from the east and west side around the 50s all the way up into Harlem, at least for a while. The power went out. Not quite sure why. We expect to hear from Con Ed about that. Subways are running again, but there may be some delays because they were shut down for a while. Also, it's 3 straight days with 0 COVID deaths in Connecticut, something to appreciate as we suffer together through all of this. Something else we're reporting this morning. Metro North, New Haven line service to be restored today, but still no word when trains can run again in New Jersey on the Morris and Essex and Gladstone branches. And former Yankees second baseman Horace Clark has died. Horace Clark was a symbol of the losing seasons after the Yankees' golden age of 1921 to 1964, and really a point of pride for Yankees fans who stuck by the team during what they called the Horace Clark years. He was 81. WCBS Morning News Roundup on a Friday.
CBS News Update. Many Americans are struggling to pay bills during the pandemic. A new study from Oregon State finds 77% in the low to moderate income bracket don't have enough money saved to go 3 months without a paycheck. Last night, talks on a new relief bill broke down. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
I think we've made a lot of progress, but again, I think on things like state and local, this is obviously a big issue. We're still very far apart on that. The president is not going to do a deal that has a massive amount of money to bail out state and local.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on the possibility of the president bypassing a new agreement.
An executive order will leave millions of people out. It will be litigated. It won't be effective. And things will get worse.
Economists expect this morning's jobs report to reflect a marked slowdown from gains over the past 2 months. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
If you are getting in your car this morning, the mayor of New York wishes you wouldn't if you're coming into his city. Bill de Blasio said this yesterday about driving cars.
Do not buy a car. Cars are the past. The future is going to be mass transit, biking, walking. And there's so many options right now, and there'll be more and more as we go forward. I'm never going to own a car again. I can tell you that much.
Well, the predictable headline this morning, don't buy a car, says chauffeur-driven mayor.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com. and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.